Today is Monday, February 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Clean Out Your Computer Day. It's also National Home Warranty Day. National Umbrella Day. It is kind of rainy this weekend. And National Football Hangover Day, the day after the big game. And finally, National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. Again, so specific, but it is what it is. All right, well, we had a weekend, but no The Mix, because I think Daniel was camping. I think. I'm not absolutely 100% sure, but I think he was camping. I couldn't remember, and so I messaged him. I was like, we're not doing a show, right? It's like, correct. But we are doing one on Valentine's Day because look how committed we are. We both have partners that are going to be neglected while we're doing the Valentine's Day show. However, Mark and I talked to Mark about it, and Mark and I generally, if we're going to eat out or whatever, we don't do it on Valentine's Day because we feel like that's amateur hour. It's, you know, whoever does that, that's the busy time, right? So you want to, when you're an old married couple, we're not married, but when you're an old couple, you find ways to be more, I don't know, convenient, we'll say. It's about convenience and not going to things when you have to wait in line and when things are so busy and all of that kind of stuff. So he said, no problem with you doing your recording because we wouldn't normally do it on that time anyway. So, so we're going to do a show, but there was no, and I had to do some work. So I'll talk about this, but my Rode video seems to be having some issues here. And, I don't know. It may have lost some settings because, okay, so we didn't have, so I'll just go into the weekend because why not? So we didn't record. So Friday night, we were just kind of, I'm trying to think. I believe I did cook. I cooked spaghetti. And I realized I had cooked spaghetti 2 days before. Do you ever, those of you who manage your household eating, do you ever, because it is a lot to try to plan meals, make sure that you're not doing the same thing too often, you know, keeping it easy enough so that you have go-to meals that you can kind of throw together quickly, but not letting your partner or your family that you're cooking for get bored. So throwing in some new dishes occasionally. There's a lot there when you're the sole cooker. And I'm happy to do it because Mark does a lot of stuff around the house and I happen to enjoy cooking. So that's fine. But I forgot that we had had spaghetti 2 days before. And not only that, but we had leftover spaghetti sauce that I had already made that I forgot about. So then after we ate, I was like, oh, there's already spaghetti sauce in the refrigerator. So I don't know. I don't know why I did that, why I didn't look or whatever, but I was also trying to use meat because once again, another part of planning meals is expiration dates on things and making sure that you use them in the amount of time because freezing, I ain't got no time for freezing. I do freeze stuff. Like I will freeze a filet mignon. Those are expensive cuts of meat and we don't want them to go bad. And they also, I can throw them directly into the sous vide bath frozen. But ground meat, so anything that's like a cut of meat, I could theoretically, if I was going to sous vide it, I could do that. And I know you're thinking, well, Adam, you can do any cut of meat because you can thaw it out before you, but I don't remember to thaw stuff out. And so it'll be time to cook and I'll think, oh crap, I forgot to thaw out the whatever. So it only works if I freeze things that I can throw directly into whatever I'm cooking, which is mostly the sous vide. So for, you know, filet, stuff like that, I can do chicken breasts, I can do pork chops, stuff like that, because the sous vide really does help me get my temperatures correct on meat. I know everyone, you know, you don't have to sous vide everything, but it just, I struggle with meat temperatures and not having things come out tough. And so for whatever reason, because it's more of an art than a science, I feel. And so the sous vide really helps with that. So I cooked spaghetti and we watched a movie. We watched Caddo Lake and it was just okay. It has the guy, Dylan, whatever, who I feel like he looks like one of my nephews, although my boyfriend does not agree with me. But I feel like he looks similar to one of my nephews. But anyway, he was in Maze Runner. He was the main character in those. I think there were two or three Maze Runner movies. And it was kind of, I don't want to spoil it, but there's some weirdness that goes on. And it's a little bit, if you're not paying attention, it kind of, even if you are paying attention, it kind of warps your mind a little bit. Like, what? It was, you know, it was all right. It wasn't anything to write home about, but it was an enjoyable enough movie to kill some time. And I also had gotten in, well, I didn't start that anyway, so no, I didn't. I did some 3D printing, but it was just, again, random stuff because just for fun, I'm just printing things. And I'm saying it's helping me learn how to use the printer. It probably is. But I have my first project, which I think a lot of 3D printer people do, is an organizer wall. So I'm printing these hexagonal grids that I'm going to mount to the wall. And those hexagonal grids have little connectors that you print that will allow you to connect things and use it as like an organizer wall. And I'm a big fan of, and I think this is, organizers is one of the first things that people who get 3D printers print, I feel, that's actually useful. I mean, I did print the hooks and I have mounted the hooks in our entryway and we are using them. Mark has been hooking his mittens, his gloves for running. I hooked my coat there earlier because I know we're going out soon. So no need to put my coat back in the closet. Mark just doesn't want that area to get cluttered, but I feel like the hooks actually makes it look neater because sometimes we leave stuff there anyway. And just laying them on the seat makes it look messy, but putting them on the hook makes it look better. So the hook was a useful thing. Now this grid wall thing I feel like will be useful. I have some other things that I want to do that I feel like are going to be useful. And then I have a couple of presents I'm going to be working on for some people. And so, yeah, the 3D printing is coming along. And so that was Friday. So Saturday, I wanted to get stuff done on Saturday. I've been really lazy on the weekends. And so my parents had bought us this really nice fire table that you can use outdoors. It's gas and it's like a coffee table type thing that you can put on your porch and use, you know, to heat you up basically. And I hadn't used my hot tub in a long time and it's moldy. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to finish draining the hot tub. I'm going to clean it. I'm going to rearrange a little bit to make room for the fire table. I'm going to set up the fire table. I'm going to clean off the patio. I'm going to get it all nice. And I also had bought new switches because one of our switches broke for sure. And so I decided to replace them with some Brilliant switches. And so I got up around 9:30 and Mark was running. So I immediately started working on the switches. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 switches to install. And oh my God, finding the correct breaker took so long because when they built this house, they mislabeled the breaker box. And so I had to shut one off, walk into the room. Nope, light's still on. Go back. Shut another one off. Go back. Shut another one off. Go back. Because I didn't want to turn the whole house off. So I didn't think about the fact that was going to reset all my computers. So I spent about 3.5-4 hours doing that. Cooked lunch. We had eggs and rice. And Mark likes Spam. And we found some Spam that is tocino flavored, which is a treatment of breakfast meat. Or I assume it's mostly for breakfast, but maybe they eat it at other times. It's a certain spice combination. And it was good. It was good. We don't eat Spam a lot. I feel like it's unhealthy, so we don't do that very often, but I never eat Spam. That's the first time I've had Spam in, I don't even know how long. Maybe ever. I don't know if I've ever had Spam. I'm not sure. All right, well, we'll stop there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.